I'm Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier-Losada, and this is Radio Gitmo News. This weekend, residents of Naval Station Guantanamo Bay flocked to the rec room to show their spirit and support during a watch party for the 125th Army-Navy football game. Service members represented their respective branches in uniform as well as with spirit wear, donning foam fingers and the works. Navy Captain Tammy Servies and Army Colonel Stephen Kane shook hands after the national anthem, exhibiting the spirit of sportsmanship and friendly competition. The watch party was live streamed to CBS, and the service members' excitement and cheers were broadcasted at key points in the game. Ultimately, the Navy took victory with a final score of 31-13. In other news from around the fleet, for the first time in 8 years, a U.S. Navy warship made a port call in Cambodia, considered a top Chinese ally. USS Savannah, a littoral combat ship carrying a crew of 103, pulled into Sihanoukville, Cambodia on Monday for their five-day visit. Despite Cambodia's strong ties and strategic partnership with China, Cambodia's foreign ministry noted Savannah's port visit as the reinvigoration of military-to-military cooperation between Cambodia and the United States. Still, Washington, D.C. remains concerned that the upgrading of Cambodia's Ream Naval Base near Sihanoukville will serve Beijing's strategic interests in the region. That's all for Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier-Losada.